Is creosote the monster to wood-fired cooking? There are lots of stories out there in the barbecue world about creosote. Most have the same tone. Creosote is not something you want when you cook with wood. Unfortunately, that can never happen, as creosote is always present in wood. So, why has creosote become the monster of barbecue cooking? Likely because there is confusion with another type of creosote, coal tar creosote, commonly used to preserve such things as railroad ties, telephone poles, bridges, etc. You know when material has been exposed to coal tar by the black charred appearance. The advantages of wood tar creosote. One of the primary advantages to having creosote in hardwood is its ability to act as a preservative. Long before equipment was designed for cooking, people would dig holes in the ground to produce a smokehouse for preserving game meats they hunted. It was the only method of ensuring safe consumption when refrigeration wasn't readily available. Wood tar creosote is colorless to yellowish and presents as a grease or oil consistency. It is a combination of natural phenols, which are the natural compounds that produce the flavors of barbecue when the wood is combusted or burned. In addition to the distinct flavor, phenols are also responsible for the aroma and color of barbecue foods. Guaiacol is a compound derived from methyl ether and is responsible for barbecue's smoky taste, while the dimethyl ether, syringol, is the chemical responsible for barbecue's smoky aroma. Risks of wood tar creosote. Now that you know not all of creosote's chemical composition is bad, what are the risks to a wood tar creosote? The biggest risk is in burning wood that is not at an ideal combustion rate. I'm sure you've had experience with campfires that produce an acrid aroma and literally cause a foul taste in the air from poor combustion rate, too slow burning. That is the challenge and risk when using wood products with food for hot smoking. Remember, hot smoking requires temperatures that are lower, generally below 275 degrees Fahrenheit. To achieve a consistent low temperature, you must control air intake and damper or exhaust. If you don't achieve a good balance, the result will be a sooty, bitter tasting, and smelling food outcome. How do you know if you're crossing into risky and poor outcome territory? By the color of the smoke. A poorly balanced combustion of wood will produce a black smoke. Repeat these conditions and you'll stimulate creosote deposits within your equipment, which can reduce the draft needed to ensure the fire gets enough air to optimally combust. Remember, creosote on its own is highly combustible, which is why there are many wood stove house fires occurring due to poor maintenance cleanout of these units. Not all hardwoods are equal in compound percentages. Now that you're aware that phenolic compounds, specifically guaiacol and syringol, are key to tasty, flavorful barbecue foods, let's talk about these compounds in specific hardwoods. Interestingly, beechwood is highly prized and used in Europe for smoking, particularly in meat processing facilities. This is no surprise to me, since beechwood has one of the highest percentages of guaiacol when at a high heat level or distilling. Know that the phenolic compounds present in all wood distill at variant percentage levels and usually require a combustion temperature of nearly 400 degrees Fahrenheit to peak. This is just another reason why you want to keep a balance to your fire so combustion is optimal and the resulting flavors and aromas are pleasant. Were you fascinated by this information? Leave a comment and remember to follow us on social media for additional tips, techniques, recipes, and great photos. As always, your suggestions on other article topics are always welcomed.